impossible.
The guys from Golden get grilled on the Hill. They don't even crack a smile, but they never say they're sorry either. Things heat up in the Arizona desert. Should two Hollywood satirists be worried about their internet patois? We'll talk about it with author-screenwriter Andrew Clavin, and we're talking about South Park, by the way. Oh, that's a red-hot controversy. As I said, there were no I'm sorries leaving the lips of any of the Goldman Sachs guys that went before the subcommittee to testify, that Senate panel that appeared frustrated right from the get-go. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. To the north, the south, the left, the right, and everything in between. This is Water Cooler Buzz at its best. You can chime in whenever you feel like it, 800-259-5791. So check out this exchange with Senator Carl Levin.
June 22 is the date of this email. Boy, that Timberwolf was one deal. How much of that deal did you sell to your clients after June 22, 2007?
Mr. Chairman, I don't know the answer to that, but the price would have reflected levels that they wanted to invest.
Oh, of course, but they don't know what it says. You didn't tell them you thought it was a deal.
Well, I didn't say that.
No, who did? Your people internally. You knew it was a deal, and that's what your email shows.
I think the context, the message that I took from the email from Mr. Montag, was that my performance on that deal wasn't good. And I think the fact that we had lost money related to that wasn't good.
How about the fact that you sold hundreds of millions of that deal after your people knew it was a deal? Does that bother you at all? You sold a customer something?
I don't recall selling hundreds of millions of that deal after that.
All right. Let's take a look. Exhibit 166, series of emails. First is June 26, 07. That's after June 22. July 1, 2007. Tells the sales force the top priority is Timberwolf. Your top priority to sell is that deal.
Mr. Got it? My comment was I didn't recall the sales.
You got it?
We were trying to sell.
Okay, you're trying to sell a deal, and it's your top priority. Come on, Mr. Sparks.
Well, Mr. Chairman,
should Goldman Sachs be trying to sell, and by the way, it sold it, a lot of it, after that date. Should Goldman Sachs be trying to sell a deal?
Well,
can you answer
again,
that one? Can you answer that one, yes or no?
There are prices in the market that people want to invest in things. I didn't use that term with respect to this deal.
Ah, busy day for the censor trying to keep up with the buzzer on all of the swearing by Senator Levin. You could tell he was beyond frustrated. It looked like his head was going to pop off. He had that red face, you know, when you see the blood pressure rise. He was really, really ticked off. So Lloyd Blankenfein and other Goldman execs were blasted for their greed in a day-long showdown that was like something out of the OK Corral. Only the Goldman guys, they didn't have any of their guns drawn. They just let Congress pelt them, and the expletives were really flying, and that was the example right there. Sometimes it actually got by, a little bit undeleted. And you could tell the five that were there and the two past Goldman guys, just they didn't even flinch. I mean, they didn't blink. In the art of never let them see you sweat, they get an A+. But in seeming to be even a little bit contrite, they get an F. They weren't worried at all about it. You know, in fact, what was interesting, I thought the best chant was from the crowd before it all got started with the too big to fail, but not too big to go to jail. And then the suits had their own answer. We didn't cause the financial crisis. So go ahead and slam us, but we're not going to raise the white flag. We're not going to apologize. We're not going to do anything that tips our hand. So now you have the Senate investigatory panel, and the suits, like I said, going toe-to-toe about what happened and what was their role in causing the financial near meltdown that turned into the worst recession we've seen in my lifetime, and certainly since the Great Depression, because the housing market went south. And I like what Blankenbein said to the senators. Well, unfortunately, the housing market went very quickly, so people lost money. No joke. They knew damn well what was going on. It was trickery at its best, but it was greed. I mean, it was greed. The question is, can you nail them on anything? Can you nail anyone at Goldman's with anything criminal? And the answer is probably not. It's interesting timing, too, because while this was going on at the Capitol, the Republicans for day two blocked the move toward debate and a vote on financial reform. They did throw out, however, an alternative that could lead to a big-time compromise that would need some of our backing, some public support. And the whole thing here is what we saw with the two sides of the Capitol. This was the great example. The hatred and anger toward Wall Street is like nothing I have ever seen. I mean, I think this goes even beyond the health care debate. And it's because people were affected, their wallets, their fortunes, their fate in many cases, because of especially the subprime lending, the sleazeballs that made so much money by passing off the mortgages, by the creative way they put the mortgages together, by the amount of people who tanked and the way the housing market collapsed. So you can bring up the ethics of this versus the financial side of it, but there's always going to be an explanation from the Goldman group. You know, there might have been a noose that seemed like it was floating above the room, and the senators wanted to hang someone up in that noose, but there's no way right now, I think, to nail anyone. So they pounded them and pounded them. They accused them of rigging up casino gambling. I think Claire McCaskill, I was watching this deal, where she called them at one point, they were the bookies, they were the house. But that doesn't matter. In the end, they're clever enough to know, and with the attorneys they have, that they got nothing on them. They're like a slick mob member who has the consigliere, who knows how to get them out of trouble, you know? And everybody thinks, oh, they're going to nail him. Yeah, they're going to get that guy. He's going down. Stumpfano is going down for what he did. And then they get out of it. And it's the same thing here with the Wall Street guys. I know that's a rough analogy, but I think it's a good one. They're lawyered up. They have great lawyers. And they know that in going to the Hill, they had nothing to lose anyway, because Senator Levin can get as mad as he wants as the chairman of the panel and can swear a blue streak. But there's nothing the guys from Goldman Sachs were going to say to put themselves in a precarious position. And they definitely, like I said, were not contrite. All right, coming up on the flip side, a little bit more of what happened on the Hill. Plus, Mexico issues a travel warning. Wait till you hear this one. That's on the flip side.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
It's no secret why pharmaceutical companies and mainstream media often question the safety and effectiveness of herbal supplements. But isn't it ironic that mainstream pharmaceutical companies are the ones who manufacture overpriced prescription drugs that produce dangerous side effects? Do your own research and compare the herbal supplements offered at researchedherbs.com. Herbal supplements at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 published clinical trials and endorsed by over 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. ResearchedHerbs.com is home to the world's number one selling liver support formula, and best of all, our products are manufactured by a company that's been around 80 years, produces 20 billion herbal pills every year, and is still family owned. Call 1-800-973-1486 or go to ResearchedHerbs.com. ResearchedHerbs.com supplements. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
So here's the question. Did Goldman help its case at all today? And would they settle or lose in a courtroom showdown in civil litigation? Because there's not going to be any criminal wrongdoing here that they're going to be able to nail them with. It would be civil, if anything. And, you know, it's funny. It's always about paper, isn't it? It's always about massive amounts of paper at the Capitol. I mean, kill a few trees, why don't you? And, like, Carl Levin had just tons of papers in front of him, like 900 pages of emails and presentation memos and security offerings and all that other sort of stuff. And they went through some of it to say, well, what about this? What about this deal? You know, bottom line is they made a whole bunch of dough. They made a whole bunch of dough in a really crappy, crappy way. And I can't believe that other than people that are benefiting from those guys making a bunch of money, that anybody feels great about Goldman Sachs. Of course they don't. So they didn't help themselves in the public relations department. And the panel was certainly trying to portray the bank as a big casino that flat out cheated customers who bellied up to the Wheel of Fortune. And they won big bets. The U.S. housing market collapsed and it created some very complex, incredibly high-risk investments that eventually sent the economy into a spiraling recession after they blew up. That's the bottom line. Now, the Goldman guys say the customers knew what they were doing, that they performed a service by allowing the people who were their clients to manage business and investment risk. Yeah, right. Hey, listen, I got this deal I'm going to get you into. It's probably going to have great returns. And, yeah, there's a little bit of risk. Sure. I bet those clients knew. Oh, one of my favorites on the line, Pete in Michigan. Hello, Pete.
Good morning, Kate. No big deal, but Carl's last name is Levin.
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 Yeah, Levin.
But anyway, I'm no expert on what the topic is, but you can include in this housing debacle of the Clintons and Barney Frank and Christopher Dodd for causing this.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know what you think, but I'm disgusted the way this Carl Levin. I don't like the guy, the way he wears his glasses at the end of his nose. Well, that's no big deal, but I've written to that guy a different time. He's never answered me. As far as I can go, he can go into a political grave.
Thanks
for taking my call, and have a good day.
All right, you too. All right, so Pete says he can go into a political grave. Well, that's what happened with Chris Dodd because of, you know, the sweetheart deal he got on the mortgage from Countrywide. So he went into his own political grave by not running again, knowing it would be too tight for him. And with Barney Frank, I mean, he's complicit when you look at Freddie and Fannie and all this discussion about financial reform, and how come they're not included in it? You know, they're not. That makes no sense to me whatsoever. And I already mentioned this. The fact that financial reform goes through day two of the standoff, but it looks like the Republicans are coming up with some kind of a compromise that may help this get through. So there might be some sort of financial reform. And I shudder to think at ultimately how many pages that will be. And, you know, and it sounds so trite to say that. Because in a way, who cares how many pages it is? But I think it's almost intentional because you know there's no way they can read through all this. Certainly, even if something is complex, and if you have to fill it with legalese, give me a break. There has to be a way to simplify things. Things don't have to be 2,000 pages. Remember, that was one of the crazy, weird deals with healthcare reform, and that was part of the confusion because since it was like War and Peace and there were so many changes, really, could you blame any of the lawmakers for not really being able to go through every single part of this because they didn't have time? So you had all kinds of people in the offices reading and trying to dissect the material, and that was a huge part of the problem with it, and I'd hate to see financial reform go in the same direction. We're going to pick this discussion up along the way, but I guess the big thing is, do you think they would settle or would they just flat out go for losing in court in a civil situation? Because there's going to be some civil action here, we know already, with the SEC. And did Goldman do anything to help their public relations? And I think the answer to that is no, because they didn't seem at all contrite and said it's not our fault the financial markets went bust. And they went along, you know, they went pretty much shoulder to shoulder and acted that way throughout the thing. And maybe it would have been better if they seemed just a little bit sorry that this had happened. I think that's what it is. Why is I'm so sorry, or why is I'm sorry hard for any of these guys to say? Geez, I know it's confusing, and I don't think it's our fault that we had this financial collapse, but I'm sorry if we did play any part in this or whatever. I mean, that would have gone a long way, but nobody issued anything like that. Hey, speaking of issuing things, Pete in Michigan will be interested in this, and so will the rest of you. Now here we go again with what's happening in Arizona. The Mexican government is now telling its citizens, and this is like a PR ploy, to use extreme caution if going to Arizona because of the tough new law that requires all immigrants and visitors to carry U.S. documents or risk arrest. And a government agency that supports Mexicans living and working in the United States called for boycotts of Tempe, which I told you was going to happen with the Diamondbacks and the Phoenix Suns until they say they're against this law. Remember, I was also talking about spring training and just how big that is in baseball. But we just went through spring training, so you still have a whole nother year. The law does not kick in for 90 days either until the legislature is through. So there is time here. I think there probably will be an injunction by that time. On our next show, we're going to talk with an immigration lawyer who went to school in this country. He's from Mexico, and he was sponsored by someone in the States, and he handles it all facets of immigration, from deportations all the way across the board. And he has some thoughts on this, and I cannot wait to talk to him. And that, again, that's coming up on our next show. In another 10 minutes, we'll be talking with Andrew Clavin. He's been a guest on the show a couple of different times. He's a screenwriter and an author of a couple of different books, one that just got optioned for another movie, A Long Way Home, and he's got some thoughts on the South Park controversy and the Prophet Muhammad. It's interesting how other religions can be satirized, but yet when you do that with Muhammad, all bets are off. There's a chance you could be murdered. I'm not kidding. You know, we know about the one Danish cartoonist who they have to have round-the-clock guards for him, and then, of course, another that was killed for a movie that he did that was not flattering to the religion. And we'll dig into that in our next segment. Let's go to Sam right now in Montreal. Hey, Sam.
One question. Okay, he's saying this Arizona law, because this Arizona law. What about a tourist coming from Canada? Does that mean I have to walk around with my passport 24/7?
No, but you know what? I lived in Spain. I did. I had a copy of my passport, and I had it on me the whole time I was in Europe. They told me to carry it, and I did. I didn't carry the actual passport. I had a copy of it. But no, we're talking about in Arizona, too. We're not talking about in the rest of the states.
Right. And also some Canadian snowbirds go down there, Arizona, for the winter too. So I mean, how's this going to affect? You know, I mean, what are they just targeting Hispanics?
That's the idea. What's happening is Mexicans, especially, are saying this, but Hispanics in general are saying, "Wow, this is going to be racial profiling because of the color of the skin or an accent." And what they're saying in Arizona is no way. They have to have reasonable doubt. They can't just look at you across the street and say, oh, look at that guy over there. Let's pull him over and ask him if he's here legally. So there's going to be a lot of, I think, protest over this, and there already is with these boycotts.
Right.
And probably you're going to see an injunction, Sam. So I don't know that it'll even ever kick into effect. I think the good thing here is it's such a big problem in the United States, right, that it just brings a spotlight back on the politicians in Washington that, hey, this is a game changer, and they're not doing anything, and they've sat on their rear ends for too long when it comes to immigration, and they need to act. And that's why, I think that's why Arizona did this, really, to force the hand of the government. You cannot think that the governor and especially the legislature there didn't think there was going to be massive blowback on this. I think they certainly did think that was going to happen. Stay with us, Andrew Clavin, next on America Tonight.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
I love you, baby. Baby, I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go.
Ever see an episode of South Park, the cartoon of Where Nothing Is Out of Bounds? Tom Cruise and Scientology, Buddhism, Christians, Jews, and the Prophet Muhammad. Both before 9/11 and after 9/11, by the way. Last week, a warning was posted on the website revolutionmuslim.com after the creators of South Park, Trey Parker and Matt Stone, celebrated their 200th episode. It's wildly popular with a show of a compilation of celebrities that starred in previous episodes. It makes sense. And they showed Muhammad twice, once from inside a bear costume, and the other was within a U-Haul. Here's what that sounded like. Here's what the Prophet Muhammad sounds like when it was on an episode of, featured on an episode of South Park.
Look, people, all of us get ridiculed. But who is the one person on this earth that is completely free from slander?
You want Muhammad because he can't be ridiculed?
Muhammad has a power that makes him impervious to being made fun of. What if we could harness that power?
All right, keep in mind what you just heard there. The website, by the way, warned that Parker and Stone could end up like Theo Van Gogh. He's the filmmaker who was murdered for producing a movie that slammed the role of women in Islam. So then, because of all of the outcry and because of what was posted on that website, and I think it was to poke fun back, here's what the latest episode featured when in talking about the Prophet Muhammad. Here's what it sounded like.
Look, Gingers, you said you wanted we got him for you.
We have no way of knowing if really in there. It could be a trick.
It's no trick, dude. My friend and I went to the Super Best Friends and brought him here.
Then have him step out of the bear costume. You have until the count of 10. 1.
Don't do it, Randy. If seen, we could get bombed.
2.
Idiot, if he isn't seen, we're about to definitely get bombed.
3.
All right, stop. We'll do what you say. I'm sorry, will you please step out of the bear costume?
All right, so get it? The poke at censorship, I think. Anyway, writer and screenwriter, he just had a book, A Long Way Home. I've talked about it before on the show, Option to be Made into a Movie. Andrew Clavin joins us. He's never short on opinions when it comes to stuff like this in the entertainment world. Hey, Andrew, how are you?
I'm good. How's it going?
Good. Is Muhammad out of bounds? What's the deal here?
Well, the deal is fear. You know, that's the deal. I mean, South Park, as you said, South Park holds nothing sacred. They have said things about Jesus. They've had Jesus downloading porn on the internet. They have Buddha doing crazy stuff. I mean, they do whatever they're going to do. And I've watched that show, and even I occasionally, who have now seen everything, basically have had my jaw drop at the things that go on over that show. But when they go for Muhammad, you know, one knucklehead with a computer puts up a death threat, and they're silenced, and they're censored. And they manage to make a joke of it, but it's still very frightening, and it's wrong. And listen, the thing is, it's not like Comedy Central are being cowardly. It's just that they're not being brave. And in defense of our free speech rights, in the current climate, with Islamists on the march, we're going to have to be brave, like everybody. We're all going to have to be sort of soldiers in the First Amendment war against these Islamists because, you know, it's not a joke. Geert Wilder, a Dutch politician, is on trial and could go to prison for holding opinions and saying things that Muslims found offensive. So they are on the march to make things offensive to Muslim criminal. And our First Amendment has protected us so far, but it won't protect us if we don't stand up for it, if we don't protect it. And so I think Comedy Central made a mistake, even though I sympathize with their fear.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Absolutely. And somebody suggested to me, Andrew, taking it a step further in talking about the First Amendment and Muslims and really the extremists. We're talking about the Islamic extremists, that if you don't, you sort of have to, there should be more poking fun, just like any other in the right areas, because nothing was out of bounds for them, so it wasn't odd for them to do it, that more of that should happen, and then perhaps it would be more accepted, which I don't think it would be more accepted, but I say if somebody, you know, if that's what you do, it's satire, or it's something that you feel strongly about, or you're doing a cartoon or whatever, I don't think you should be in fear of a fatwa. I think you should be able to do what you do.
Exactly. I think that's right. And I think you're right that more people have to do it. I mean, the thing is, you know, it spreads the risk out a little bit. You know, it means that if there's so many of us speaking up, then we'll have some cover. The problem has been that our intellectual class, especially, the mainstream media organs like the New York Times, have been just conspicuously absent from the front lines in this battle. When the cartoon riots happened, when Islamists started rioting because somebody had drawn cartoons of Muhammad, the New York Times said, oh, you know, we'll tell the story, but we won't reprint the cartoons. I mean, here were riots going on over these cartoons, and the so-called newspaper of record didn't even have the wherewithal to print the cartoons that the story was about. Instead, and this is what really is insane, they printed a picture of the crucifix in a vial of urine that had been a so-called piece of art and said, you know, sometimes here's a picture of an offensive religious symbol to illustrate this picture. And I think when our intellectual class deserts, people like Comedy Central have no cover fire. You know, they don't understand that the time to stand up has come and that we're all going to stand up with them. And I think, to be honest with you, what I think has happened is I think that the stupid, misguided philosophy of multiculturalism has undercut our commitment to our principles, the principles we know to be right, which are freedom and freedom of speech.
Yeah, it's crazy. So is this a little bit of what you just said in looking at the intellectual class and how they handled it? It's a great example of the New York Times, by the way. So political correctness, and is that it? Political correctness and fear also motivating, fueling this?
Well, yes, I think what happens is there's this underlying philosophy. The underlying philosophy is relativism and multiculturalism, this idea that all cultures are the same, all values are the same, nothing is good or bad, but thinking makes it so. You know, it's all relative, everything is relative. And that way, that's supposed to protect us against bigotry, against jingoism, against super patriotism, that sort of thing. That protects us because now we know we're all equal. The problem is, it just isn't true, and it's provably untrue. I mean, that's the first thing. If you think, for instance, that it was wrong for the South to hold slaves, you must believe that liberty is better than slavery. You know, mm-hmm. If you believe that liberty is better than slavery, well, then guess what? The culture of America is better than the culture of Iran, is better than the culture of Saudi Arabia. And in fact, though this would set the hair of the people at the New York Times on fire, it means that Christianity is a better religion than a religion that demands submission. So I think that those are, you know, values that we're going to have to wrestle with, because if we don't protect those values, what happens is black turns into white, good turns into bad. You don't just have this vast acceptance and tolerance and living together in loveliness. That's not what happens. What happens is the biggest bully wins.
Yeah, isn't it crazy that there can be this, like, Christian bashing, and there's no problem with that, but yet when it comes to the Prophet Muhammad and the Muslim faith just in general, the things that are happening, it just makes no sense. It does. It boggles your mind, doesn't it?
You know, listen, I know, and we both know that there are millions and millions and millions of decent Islamic people living completely ordinary
right.
lives, offending no one, who should
yep.
be protected and left alone. We know that. But they themselves have to deal with the fact that there is Islamic warfare in every corner of the globe, that every single place where a soldier is pointing a rifle at a civilian, it's almost always as Islamist. You know, this is happening everywhere, not just America, not just mm-hmm. Europe. It's happening all over the world. And so the decent people in this religion are going to have to wrestle with that, and they can't do it if we don't sort of force them to. I mean, this is not after 9/11. They can't just say this is an internal matter. Nope, we're all involved, and we all have to speak up about it. I don't want to offend people. I don't care. Mm-hmm. You know, plenty of people have religions that I don't get, you know, that I sit there and I think, like, hey, I don't understand. But if they leave you alone, if they can live in an atmosphere of freedom, I'm fine with it, you know. But if there is a conflict between that religion and freedom, freedom has to win, and it won't win if we don't stand up for it.
Absolutely. Hey, one last one, Andrew. Parker and Stone, do you think they should be worried about this sort of informal fatwa, I guess?
Probably not. I think they won this round and they'll be happy with that. But, I mean, you know, Theo van Gogh did get killed for making his statement. He was a much gruffer, much more, you know, he wasn't going to be turned back. I think probably this guy feels that he won this round. The profile I read of him on Fox News, you know, was that he was this kind of boy next door who started dabbling in Satanism and goth stuff and ultimately ended up converting to Islam. And so, you know, he's obviously kind of a disturbed individual, but hopefully not a violent one.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Always fun to have you on the show, Andrew. Thanks for stopping by.
It's a pleasure. Thanks a lot.
All right, Andrew Clavin made some great sense out of this. And listen to what he's saying, too. It's about the tolerance. I mean, we have tolerance, but it seems like when it comes to these Islamic extremists and the Prophet Muhammad, more people have to be willing to push the boundaries if it fits whatever it is they're doing and not be afraid to do that. I thought his example about the New York Times was an excellent one. Coming up around the bend for something completely different, now that we've talked about the boys from Goldman and also South Park and the controversy there. And you can weigh in on any of this, too, at 800-259-5791. We're going to do a little weekend count.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at doobleshoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Time for another edition of We Can Count. This is an awful, awful one to tell you about, but it does fit the grade when it comes to We Can Count, and they're still trying to figure out the remains of this story, so to speak. You'll understand, and pardon my pun, but lots of urns containing human ash were found at the bottom of a bed of Lake Zurich. They say about 300 or more, about 30 feet down. The urns had the logo of a cremation service thought to be used by Dignitas. What Dignitas is it's a controversial organization where about 100 Brits have ended their lives. And it's not known if the remains of any British suicide tourists are involved. But and the people from Dignitas are not commenting on it. It is against Swiss law to dispose of large numbers of urns without a commercial license. The crime carries a jail sentence of up to 3 years. And I saw, this is radio, but I saw the photographs of it, and it was just all these urns. And see, then this is what happens. Then, you know, they notify the Environmental Protection Agency, their version of it there, and police divers are called in, and then people start to panic and wonder if their loved ones were somehow dumped in there. And they say back in 2008, two employees from Dignitas were caught dumping ashes into the lake. So they're assuming that they did it again. And it's, I think it's sad. Sad that they're doing that. And this is controversial anyway, but the fact that they're throwing their urns in there. And here's the deal. Dignitas, you know, they have on HBO this You Don't Know Jack movie where Al Pacino is starring as Jack Kevorkian. It's a great subject about the right to die. So the Dignitas Clinic in Zurich, Switzerland, is where a lot of people have ended their lives because that country has pretty liberal assisted suicide laws. And they don't have those dumping laws. I mean, they have dumping laws, so they're not wanting the people that commit suicide with the help of this organization to end up in the urn just thrown in the lake. And 300 urns all, boom, all just laying there, and they found them when they were dragging for some other things. Wow. Okay, so we move from that story to this one. The immigration deal. I mentioned that we're going to have an immigration attorney on the show tomorrow. His name is Jaime Barron. And as I think I mentioned, he came to the country and went to school here through the help of a sponsor and obtained the citizenship and all that sort of stuff along the way. So he's got some definite thoughts about it. Now, this is 4 years ago when we had the massive immigration marches all over the country. And all over the country, they're gearing up for more marches, all to protest this new law in Arizona. So not just in Arizona, but in other places, like where our satellite facility is in Dallas, Texas. They're going to organize a mega march, and they hope that about 100,000 to 200,000 will participate in it and will march just like they did 4 years ago when the government was taking up the idea of perhaps amnesty. Remember that? That was 4 years ago. I remember it well. I was in Vegas, and there was a huge protest, and there were protests all over the place. And when I flew back into Texas, it was on the heels of what had happened in Las Vegas and all over the country. So now they're talking about this march in Dallas will happen this weekend, and that there are others that are planned in some other places, too, to coincide with it. And it's not even affecting the people in Texas because it's Arizona. Well, we talked about the thousands of barrels of oil that has been spewing out of the sea floor since that explosion. Remember the explosion of the platform that sunk? And now the debate will continue, I'm sure, over whether or not offshore drilling is the way we should go. I think there's no choice. I mean, we're handcuffed to this now at this point. But because of this rig leak and the oil slick, here's what they're talking about. They're talking about the fact that the oil can wash up on the shore. So what you could do as a result because of the gallons and gallons of stuff that is being dropped in or leaking is the better way to say it, because it's actually leaking, that the way to possibly combat that and so it doesn't hit the shores is to set it on fire. And if the Coast Guard is saying if they don't secure it, it could be one of the most significant oil spills in U.S. history. That the thing to do is if you have calm water and you don't have a lot of wind and you're in a protective area, you could do that. You could set it on fire, and in that way it would stop it from washing up on the shore. Ugh, just an awful thing and awful timing. It's more about the people that were on that platform. It's amazing that 11 went missing and they have not been able to find their bodies. That's how that tale ended. But the fact that 100 others were able to get out of there is just absolutely amazing to me. So we'll see whether or not they burn the oil slick. That's the latest option that's being discussed versus the millions of barrels of oil that keep pouring out so they find out if the leak is in fact secured. How about this? 69-year-old convict, he was actually the last man standing, was still serving time for the killing of Malcolm X. He was the only man to admit to shooting Malcolm X, and he was freed on parole on Tuesday of this week. A lot of people missed that story. 45 years after he assassinated the civil rights leader, Thomas Hagen. As I said, the last guy still serving time in the 65 shooting, the killing, was freed from a prison in Manhattan. He spent 2 days a week under a work release program, and he was one of three, if you don't remember the story, who shot at Malcolm X as he started a speech in Harlem. And Hagen said the two men convicted with him weren't involved. They kept saying they were innocent and they were paroled in the 80s. No one else was ever charged with this. There was always this conspiracy that there was something else going on there. There's somebody else involved. And certainly you know the deal about Malcolm X and the movement. And, you know, over the years, Hagen repeatedly said that he regretted his role in the assassination and said that he was a young guy and he was just completely acting out of rage on impulse and loyalty to religious leaders, and that he had a lot of time to think about it, and he understands the dynamics better of what could happen in a movement and all that sort of stuff. So the parole board granted his request on his 17th try, and he was initially scheduled for release on Wednesday, but the date was moved up because his paperwork was done, so they decided to say, okay, you're fine, you know, it's time to go. And that was it. With that, he's out. And under work release, he was spending 5 days a week working in settings that included like a homeless shelter, and he spent nights at his Brooklyn house with his family. And, you know, I think this helped him with the parole board, is what some of the accounts are saying, is that he hoped to become a substance abuse counselor, so he wanted to make up for his misspent youth and for what he had done. That's We Can Count here on America Tonight. You know, this is kind of a dour one. Sometimes we have a little bit more lighthearted ones, but this, you know, can't help it. Next time around, we'll try to make it a little lighter. If you have any suggestions for We Can Count or anything else, please shoot them to me. I'm always looking at your stuff. AmericaTonight.net.
Worse! How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Ellen. We're at the threshold of hell!
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
Today, Junior!